Jude, and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk to you about the one question coaches never ask. And I'm surprised by this. Now you might be thinking, do you want to do business with me? Can I help you? You know, let's do this together. You'll hear all of these what we call closing questions. And, you know, they're okay questions. I wouldn't call them great questions. And I share my list of great questions with my coaches at my Grow Your Coaching Biz workshop. I do a 3-day event and I share a whole list of great questions as a coach you can utilize in your business. But there's one question that I never hear coaches ask people when they're standing in front of a prospective client. Now, normally when you're standing in front of a prospective client, they, you know, you might ask the question, oh, how's things in your world, or how are things for you, you know, in general conversation. And you'll find that a prospective client will start off, maybe start off positive, but then they'll start telling you all of the things that they don't want. Oh, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough clients. I don't have enough time. And so if you're a great coach, you'll hear these things that they don't want. Now, the question that I never hear great coaches asking is this great question, and it goes like this. What would you like instead? Now, the prospective client does a little bit of a eyeball toggle and go, what do you mean? Well, that's all the things, you've just told me all the things that you don't want. What are the things that you want instead? Oh, I'd love to have loads of money in the bank. I'd love to have more time to go fishing, play golf, have a massage, whatever it is. And then, you know, it's a really great thing to get that person thinking about all the things they do want. Because then they start heading in the direction that they should be heading in. And that's a great gift to give someone, even if you're not coaching with them, because they will get away and think about all the things that they do want, because they may not have thought about it at all and may not even know what they want. Now, when they say that, the easiest and simple response to that is, I can help you with that. I can help you achieve those things. And then you can flow on with the conversation. So the question is, what would you like instead? So make sure you get that question incorporated into your conversations that you're having with people, and you'll really see a different outcome of that conversation. You don't have to sell. You don't have to be pushy. You don't have to talk for hours on end about what you do. Just asking great questions will get those people and allow them to say, yes, I need some help. Yes, I'd love to talk to you more about this. Yes, I'd love to work with you. So if this video has been of value for you today, please share it out with your friends, family, and colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I'm needing your help to do that. I'm Sharon Jude. Talk very soon.